Narayana namaskritya narutevam narutamam devim saraswati vyasam tatujanim udirayat nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. So this morning's class is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 2, and we will do text 109 first, but we will wind up with, the plan is to go to text 112 eventually. So I'll read text 109 three times, and then you can repeat. Shri Krishna Avatari Vajendra Kumara Apane Chaitanya Rupe Koila Avatar Sri Krishna Avatari Vajendra Kumara Apane Chaitanya Rupe Koila Avatar Sri Krishna Avatari Vajendra Kumara Apane Chaitanya Rupe Koila Avatar Hare Krishna. So we'll go to the word for word. Say that Krishna, Lord Krishna, Avatari, the source of all incarnations, Rajendra Kumar, the son of the king of Raja, Apane, personally, Chaitanya Rupe, in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaila, made Avatara, incarnation. Translation by His Divine Grace, that same Lord Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnations, is known as the son of the king of Raja. He has described personally, he has descended personally, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, text 110. Ateva Chaitanya Gosani Paratatvasima Tanrishiro Shtiro Dasahikahi Kitantra Mahima. Translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Absolute Truth. To call him Shiro Dakshai Vishnu does not add to his glory. Next text. Seta Bhaktira Vakya Maheva Bichari Sakala Sambhavitanti Yate Avatari. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. But such words from the lips of a sincere devotee cannot be false. All possibilities abide in him, for he is the primeval Lord. Next text. Text 112. Avatari radehe sabha avatari rastiti keho kona mati kai ye mana yara mati. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All other incarnations are situated in potential form in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is not contradictory for a devotee to call the Supreme Lord by any one of the various names of his plenary expansions, because the original personality of Godhead includes all such categories. Since the plenary expansion exists within the original person, one may call him by any of these names. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya chapter 6, text 95, Lord Chaitanya says, I was lying asleep in the ocean of milk, but I was awakened by the call of Nara, Sri Advaita Prabhu. Here, the Lord refers to his form as Shirodakshai Vishnu. Oma gina tibirandasya gyana gyana shalakaya chakshuhum litam gina tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namusite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Palamani Hari Priya Vanchaka Patrubhyascha Kripasanibhya Eva Chapatitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivachari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Devishesha Sunyavadi Pastatyadi Shatayini Namo Mahavarandaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gurati Senamaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Devacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, text 109 to 112, I'll just read English translations only. That same Lord Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnations, is known as the son of the king of Raja. He has ascended personally as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 110. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is considered the supreme absolute truth. To call him Shirodakshaya Vishnu does not add to his glory. Text 111. But such words from the lips of a sincere devotee cannot be false. All possibilities abide in him, for he is a primeval Lord. Text 112. All other incarnations are situated in potential form in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Hare Krishna. So, this is being explained about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna came in his most munificent form. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guhachi Senamaha. It's one of the prayers. He is the most munificent. That is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Krishna that has come as a devotee. And he has come in the mood of the greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani, who is also the Ladini Shakti or the energy, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. And we are enjoyed when we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in that service, we also derive great, great bliss, enjoyment from it. So we are serving in great happiness. In the spiritual world, it's very obvious. In the material world, unless you become a devotee and you submit yourself, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will not feel any of that type, that real happiness. Even a little bit of it that is awakened in the soul gives to the body great, 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 great pleasure. And it's a very, very, very definite confirmation of the need for one to be Krishna conscious compared to anything else in the world, compared to all religions in the world. And that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Paritya Maramekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo, moksha ishami, maasuchaha. And he says that, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions if you just surrender to me. Maasuchaha, do not fear. So, the Lord knows it takes the Supreme Controller to make a bold statement like that, knowing that the religions are also talking about God, but they talk about preliminary aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Literally, they just get you to the mode of goodness, to be a good person, but there's no transcendence taught in it, and of course, it's not as scientific as Krishna consciousness is. Normally, we don't like to compare so much one religion to Krishna consciousness, but Krishna consciousness is actually the eternal religion. This is just the nature of the soul to be Krishna conscious. Being in the material world, we have put ourselves in a very precarious or difficult situation. We're living a difficult life. We have to fend for ourselves. We have to work in order to, you know, be able to even support this physical body. Without work, it's trouble. We cannot really enjoy. We can satisfy our senses to some extent, and we call that enjoyment. We are controlled by different entities, sometimes just trying to live. They give us problems. That is the germs. They're trying to live, give us problems. We trying to live, we consume some other living entities too, in the form of vegetables, plants, some even kill animals. So this is the nature of the world that we're in. And when you talk about the weather, we have no control over it. So it's a difficult situation to live in. And the Lord wants us to get out of this situation. But because we have free will, it is up to us to come to that conclusion that I'm suffering here, and why am I here, and why should I keep suffering like this? Is there a better place to go? Then those kind of questions would immediately summon the Lord to arrange for the person that's asking those questions to meet someone who will begin to guide that person. That's the mercy of the Lord. It never ever fails. When any living entity, human being, begins to ask those questions and sincerely want answers to them, they will either go to, if they are religious, try to find more answers from other religions, but they're going to wind up in Krishna consciousness if they are really, really serious, because you won't get all the answers in any religion. How do I know? I've already been through it. So I didn't know. I asked my questions. I went through, you know, Christianity to outside Christianity to the other, outside Catholicism to the other Christianity denominations, then to Buddhism, then to Baha'i, then to Islam. Then I just saw them all. And I just, I asked questions. And, you know, simple, even questions about our own universe, they were not able to answer. A lot of things, and that's not like it's bad, but it's very preliminary. Very preliminary information is what they have. And so if you want to know more, then Krishna arranges for you to get the extra information that would excite you. And this is a story that is not unique to me at all. I mean, there's many, many, many devotees that have, you know, talked about it, videoed and put on YouTube how they came to Krishna consciousness, and many of them were saying, I wanted more answers, I wasn't getting it, and they came to this place. Not only did I get all my answers, but I got more that I didn't even know. So that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. The way to God is through Krishna consciousness. It's, the Lord is, things about the Lord is spiritual. Krishna consciousness is spiritual consciousness, spiritual science. And so when one gets involved in it, then we see that all the answers, not only will the answers come, but this is repeated over and over and over again. Any new person that comes, you will see that they will have some questions, and then one by one, the questions just get answered. I'll just say one a situation, true story about my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami. When he was directed by the guru that he was working under for metaphysical things, trying to learn, he said to come to the spiritual master for the Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. He did come, but he was so excited about those metaphysical abilities that he was learning from the other guru that he had, and he told us this, his intention was to come to Krishna consciousness, come to ISKCON, just to satisfy what his guru has said to come. But he didn't really want to stay. But of course, you come, you will, there's a Krishna consciousness philosophy is there. And so, and being a scholar himself, his idea was he was going to try to disprove, get into a debate with the devotees and disprove them, as a way of going back to tell the other guru that he was with that, yeah, I've gone there, but this is not. You're the best, and you just, you know, go on with teaching me these things. But as he said, he tried to debate the devotees, and the devotees defeated him totally. And so he realized that this was a potent place to be, and so then he joined. He joined in his state of consciousness, of course, to the benefit of society as a whole, because he worked very hard for Srila Prabhupada. So, we're saying this to say that this is the place to be. And here, it's being described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the postgraduate studies, and as it's put that way, the postgraduate study. The initial study is Bhagavad Gita, and the graduate study is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the postgraduate is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, the deep but basic understanding of Krishna and the devotees, that's given in Bhagavad Gita. Then, Srimad Bhagavatam goes into greater detail about the creation, about the different planets, about who the Lord is, about what we need to do, about what the material world is, and this is said by the Lord's incarnations as well as pure devotees of the Lord. And they describe things in great detail. In 18,000 verses, 335 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita is about the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he came not only to give so much mercy, but to show what it is like to be a devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us what to do. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord Krishna, so his full name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he is the supermost of all Prabhus, of all masters. The supermaster, Mahaprabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and apart from those who were very close to him, his confidential associates, nobody knew that that was the Supreme Lord, because he wanted to show how to live a Krishna conscious life perfectly. And so he started out like a bhakta, Nimai, and then he got initiated by Ishwarapuri, was one of his close associates who knew that that was the Lord himself. And that's even, there's a whole story behind that. As Lord Chaitanya came to him and asked that he initiate Ishwarapuri initiated him. Ishwarapuri said that, but you are the Lord. I'm supposed to be your servant. How can I initiate you? So they went back and forth, and then Lord Chaitanya agreed, all right, so yes, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but my aim this time is to show how to be a devotee. And so you have to initiate me in order to show that a devotee has to be initiated by a spiritual master so that I can follow the way I want to teach people how to be a good disciple. It's also part of what I want to do. So in that case, then Ishwarapuri gave Lord Chaitanya initiation. And then after that, Lord Chaitanya started doing something that's very important, chanting the holy name of the Lord. He inaugurated the Sankirtan Yagya, congregational chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnations, is known as the son of Nanda Maharaj, king of Raja. He has ascended personally as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the point is being made here that Krishna is the same as Lord Chaitanya, without a doubt. And in the next chapter 210, so as we say Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, we can also say Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Absolute Truth. It's the same personality. We call him Gora Hari. Gora means the color, the complexion, molten gold. But as far as that, Krishna has a bluish black, very effulgent form, color. The devotees, when they saw Lord Chaitanya, he resembled Krishna so much, but in a golden color. And so they call him Gauranga, Gora, Hari. Hari, Krishna, but with a golden form. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Now, there are stories, as some people may wonder why he's in a golden form. Well, that was in fact a conversation that Krishna had with Radharani. Radharani is that form. He has that golden form. And he said that he was telling Radharani he was going to go to the material world, especially to this earth, to distribute Krishna prema, how to become a loving devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radharani responded that if you're going to go and show that, then you will be in ecstasy so much that I'm concerned about what's going to happen to you. The different things that might happen in ecstasy, this expression of ecstasy, you might even hurt yourself. So I'm going to protect you with my body. And so that was from that conversation, then basically Lord Chaitanya or Krishna got the hue of Radharani. Because the body is golden like Srimati Radharani's body is golden. And that's why Lord Chaitanya came in that golden form. That was the mercy of Radharani to Krishna. But they are one and the same. Radharani is the pleasure potency of the Lord. So that's how Gora Hari came to be. So in this one of these texts here, text 110, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Absolute Truth, and to call him Shirodakshaya Vishnu does not add to his glory. So Shirodakshaya Vishnu is the expansion of the expansion of Krishna. Shirodakshaya Vishnu is important in terms of through him, Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the super soul is there. We are told, we have these physical bodies and not us. We have a soul. The soul is in the heart area, along with Krishna as a super soul, also in the heart area. super soul is Sridaksai Vishnu, former name Sridaksai Vishnu. And so he's present in all living entities. He's present in all atoms. And also in the hearts of living entities. He's also present in Svetadvip. Svetadvip is an island in the, what we call the pole star. It's very, very bright. You see that. That's the one star that doesn't twinkle. You can see in a very nice, non-cloudy type evening, you can see the pole star. Dhruvaloka. That is a spiritual planet, the only spiritual planet in the material world that can be seen in the material world. And there's a whole story behind how that came to be also. Sridaksai Vishnu lives in an island called Svetadvip on that particular pole star, or Dhruvaloka. And the island means there obviously has to be a body of liquid. And I deliberately did not say water. I said liquid around it. That liquid actually is milk. It's an ocean of milk. And Sridaksai Vishnu is there. And so he's an expansion. The expansion starts from Krishna. He is the absolute. And all of the expansions come from Balaram is the next expansion, first plenary expansion. And then he expands to the four forms, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, and Pradumya. And they expand to the Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Narayan. And from Lord Narayan expands another set of Achatyavyuha forms, the Vasudev, Anirudh, Sankarshan, and Pradumna. And from the Sankarshan of it, then Mahavishnu is expanded into. So the Sankarshan expands to Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the one who, from whose pores the universes come to be. It's a huge personality. And the universes come to be. And then Mahavishnu expands to Dabhudakshaya Vishnu, and Lord Brahma comes from Dabhudakshaya Vishnu. And Lord Brahma is taught by Dabhudakshaya Vishnu to create the different planets. So there's a Lord Brahma for each universe. So Lord Brahma creates the varieties. And Dabhudakshaya Vishnu expands to Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And that's the one that we're talking about here. The super soul, and also the one in every atom. So, that's why it says, well, it doesn't add to his glory to call Lord Chaitanya Sridaksai Vishnu. In one sense, because he is the expansion, Lord Chaitanya, or is Krishna, and Krishna's expansion is Balaram, then Balaram expands to Chaturvyuha, then Chaturvyuha expands to Narayan, then the Narayan expands to the second Chaturvyuha, and the Sankarshan expands to Mahavishnu, then Dabhudakshaya Vishnu, then Sridaksai Vishnu. So, to call him Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sridaksai Vishnu, from the past that the expansion of expansion, that many expansions to get to Sridaksai Vishnu, does not, in a sense, add to his glory. But we say in a sense, because when the expansions come about, the Lord or the Lord Vishnu expansions don't lose their potency. The functions are different. The functions are different. But the potency of the Lord, the spiritual potency, does not get reduced. And that's why in the next text it says, but such words from the lips of a sincere devotee cannot be false, because all possibilities abide in him, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is the primeval Lord. He is the primeval Lord. He is the beginning. All expansions are from him. And that is explained in 112, text 112. All other incarnations are situated in potential form in the original body of the primeval Lord. That's according to one's opinion. One may address him as one of the incarnations. So, to address Lord Chaitanya as Sridaksai Vishnu does not add to his glory. True. But because the potential, all of them The expansions have a potency, but the functions are different. So it's not wrong to address them based on the person who is sincere talking about the Lord in a particular incarnation. Now, all incarnations are situated in the Lord, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And speaking about that, in Garga Samhita, the first of the books of Garga Samhita, Garga Muni is a very, very elevated pure devotee of the Lord. He was the one that actually, when Krishna and Balaram were born in Gokul, he did the naming ceremony and all of that. So he's been around. Garga Samhita. Samhita means compilation. So his account of what he knows about things that have happened in Krishna's pastimes is put together in Garga Samhita. So I'll tell a quick story about this. The aim of the story is to let you know that all the incarnations are situated in the Lord. The demigods were not just told that, they were shown, literally, what happened. And what happened in the demigods? The demigods are the ones that are living in the higher planetary systems in the material world, the heavenly planets. And they also have specific responsibilities, and they are empowered, representatives in different aspects of the material world. One controls the sun, and then some control the water, some, like that, in different parts of the world. The wind, the rain, they all have particular demigods assigned to monitor those aspects in the material world for each universe. Now, sometimes they get problems when empowered demons bother them. And sometimes most of the time when that happens, they would go to Lord Brahma. And they complain to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma would take them to the ocean of milk, Swetadweep, to the bank of the ocean of milk. And Lord Brahma would request Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And take the problems of the demigods, lay it before the Lord, and the Lord responds about what to do. So, similar thing happened. And Lord Vishnu said that this situation, it involved Mother Bhumi also. Mother Bhumi is the goddess of the earth. And so, Shridakshaya Vishnu told Lord Brahma to inform the demigods that they should take birth in the Yadu dynasty, and that Krishna himself will come to this planet Earth. Now, Lord Vishnu, Garga Samhita says in a little more detail, I've said it in one sentence, but what happened was Lord Vishnu decided to take them to Golok Vrindavan to hear from Krishna details of what's going to happen. So he took the demigods. They went through the covering of the universe, and they arrived eventually at Golok Vrindavan. One of the gopis that is guarding the front asked them their mission. They were told. They told their mission. She went to tell Krishna. Krishna came back and said, "All right, you're allowed in." And then when they all assembled, the Lord decided that he was going to show them a few things. So I would read some of the translations from Garga Samhita. This is Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 2. Now, this is Garga Samhita. This side is Narada Muni talking to King Bahulashwa. Now, not to get into too much detail about it, I'll just go right to what he was saying. King Bahulashwa was asking questions. And so, the king said, Sri Bahulashwa said, "O sage," meaning Narada Muni, "O Lord, what did they do, they mean the demigods, What did they do when they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who is greater than the greatest? Please be kind and tell me. So then Narada Muni answered, as everyone looked on, Lord Hari, the eight-armed master of Vaikuntha, appeared and merged into the body of Lord Krishna. So Lord Hari, Krishna has the different forms, expansions, and some of them, his original is two-handed. Vishnu, some are four-handed, some are eight-handed, and then he goes to some with numerous hands. Lord Hari, the eight-armed master of Vaikuntha, appeared, and he merged into the body of Lord Krishna. And then he goes on. So the demigods are listening. Narada Muni is talking to Babulasha about what happened. So the demigods are actually watching. The perfect, ferocious, and powerful Lord Nrisimha, the half-man, half-lion, who was as effulgent as millions of suns, also appeared and merged into Krishna's effulgence. The demigods are watching this now. So Lord Hari has come and he's merged into Krishna. Lord Nrisimhadeva has come and he has merged into Krishna. And Narada Muni went on. Then the master of Swetra Dweep was Shridashaya Vishnu, who was decorated with 1,000 arms, came in a splendid chariot drawn by 100,000 horses. And what did he do? Opulent with many weapons, this time accompanied by the goddess of fortune and served by many associates, he suddenly merged into the body of Sri Krishna. So the demigods have been brought in, and then Shridakshaya Vishnu again appeared in his more, opulent form with this, Lakshmi, honored the goddess being there, and as it's described earlier, it says, he merged into Lord Krishna. Then, holding a bow and arrows, glorious with Sita, and if you know Sita, we're talking about Lord Ramachandra then, and accompanied by his brothers, lotus-eyed Lord Ramachandra came in a golden chariot that was effulgent as 100 million suns, decorated with swaying chamaras, opulent with countless monkey kings. If you know Ramayana, you know why he's talking about monkey. So Sugriva and all of them were there, rumbling with 100,000 wheels, decorated with 100,000 flags, and pulled by 10,000 horses. So Lord Ramachandra came, Sita, Hanuman, Sugriva, all of those monkey kings. And what happened? He also merged into the body of Lord Krishna. In the meantime, the demigods are watching all of this. Then Lord Yagya, who is known as Narayan and Hari, who is glorious like a flame in the fire of cosmic devastation, and who is a master of demigods, who is glorious with his consort, Dakshin, came in a splendid and beautiful chariot and suddenly merged in the dark form of Lord Krishna. Then Lord Narayan, whose eyes are large, with four arms, who was dressed as a sage, who was splendid like a dark cloud, matted hair, like a lightning flash, and who observed an unbroken vow of celibacy, and who was surrounded by multitudes of the kings of sages, he came and he suddenly merged into the dark, handsome form of Lord Krishna, as everyone looked on with their hearts filled with wonder. So, this is some of it that Narada Muni is describing. So, it shows you that Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. And the different expansions of him, some of them Lila avatars, some of them Guna avatars, they all came and in the splendid glory, and then they merged into the body of Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan before the demigods. They all saw. So that goes to show you that if they will merge into Krishna like that, then Krishna, and therefore Lord Chaitanya, is in fact the source of all the other incarnations. So, this is not a doubt that when you connect with Lord Chaitanya, you're connecting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest as it gets, but also in a merciful form. So what do we do? Well, that's explained in a section of the purport of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 10. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu, the Lord of all living creatures, all the worlds. So, this material world has been created to make possible the conditioned souls who want to learn how to perform yagyas for the satisfaction of Vishnu, to do so, so that while they are in the material world, they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. This is the material world, the function of the material world. But when we come and we want to desire other things that are material, well, then we waste so much more time here in this prison and we go to so much more suffering. But when the conditioned souls come, as Sri Papa is teaching us, to this material world and learn how to perform sacrifice, yajna, to satisfy Lord Vishnu, then they can live comfortably, because then the Lord Vishnu becomes a protector. Therefore, the devotees then, or those who are turning their attention to Krishna, don't live in anxiety. And after they leave this material body, the present body, they can go to the kingdom of God. That's the whole program for the conditioned soul. So by performance of yagya or sacrifice, the conditioned souls will gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly, living the mode of goodness in all respects. So we talked about the conditioned souls performing yagya, or sacrifice. In this age of Kali, the Sankirtan yagya, the chanting of the names of the Lord, is recommended in the Vedic scriptures. And this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya to deliver all men in this age. So Sankirtan yagya, the chanting of the holy name, congregational chanting of the holy name, and Krishna consciousness, they go well together. So, Krishna, in his devotional form, that's Lord Chaitanya. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions it in 11th canto, chapter 5, text 32, is a very, very popular text. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangupangastra Pashadam Yajyai Sankirtane Sankirtane Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Srila Prabhupada quotes a lot. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangupangastra Pashadam Yajyai Sankirtane Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. So, the meaning is, in this age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates, by performing the Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So the delivery from this material world in this Kali Yuga very much involves the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Also in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 54, Sri Prabhupada is talking about Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is one of his disciples, as the most munificent man of charity, because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. Sometimes we hear, when we start this the class, I would say, Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya, Himadvaya Divya Chavishinaraya, Tasmi Mahaprema Ras Padaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. And I'll say that a couple more times. So, Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya, the Lord whose form is of eternal bliss. Himadvaya Divya Chavishinaraya, his body is made of molten gold. The body color is like molten gold. Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya, and who is distributing freely love of Godhead The giant and giant mourn must they offer my obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. That's what that prayer means. From Chaitanya Chandramrita, text 11. And so we are very much encouraged of everything that we do, that we should add the chanting of the holy name of the Lord as priority in our lives. So Srila Prabhupada says, if one gives some amount of money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world. So that our charity will, we're charitably disposed, especially as grihasthas, we should actually put that amount of money into projects involving Krishna consciousness, contribute to the temple, and Srila Prabhupada says, that is the greatest charity in the world, because you're making it possible for that particular project or that particular temple or center to spread Krishna consciousness, which is the greatest charity of the whole world. It's the best thing for the whole world. That's what saves people. That's what takes people out of the material world. And if one worships as prescribed in the temple, that's also a chance. Because Krishna, his Achavigraha, his deity form is in the temple. And people worship, that gives them a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially those who are beginners, so pure devotees, we all put in the category of beginners. Because you have to be pure devotee to be up there or in the Bhava platform to be considered more advanced. We are all out of humility, see ourselves as beginners, no matter how long we've been here. So for beginners in devotional service, temple worship is essential. That's confirmed in the Vedic literature. So one who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is directed by the spiritual master, in whom he has also similar unflinching faith, that person can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. So that's how Krishna consciousness works. One has to have unflinching devotion, completely convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they give their hearts to Krishna, and allow their Krishna consciousness to be directed by the spiritual master. And they should have, again, no doubt, strong faith in the spiritual master. When that happens, and the spiritual master represents Krishna, that particular person who is a devotee or a disciple, they can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord reveals himself in a way that will be very exciting for that disciple or that devotee. We cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. So if we don't get personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, then it is impossible to even to begin to understand Krishna. So the spiritual master's role is extremely important. And he's there, and he is merciful, and he's empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to connect with him. Therefore, Dayan Stubham Stasya Yashastri Sandhyam. Therefore, the disciple or the devotee has to offer 3 times a day respects, obeisances to the spiritual master. Krishna watches how we relate to the spiritual master, because that is taken as how we're going to relate to Krishna. And therefore, if we relate with unflinching faith, then that gives us a much, much, much bigger chance not only to earn the mercy of a spiritual master, to earn the mercy of Krishna, to earn the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and be able to go back to Godhead. So it is all very, very much important. And Lord Krishna has come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give the mercy and to get people opportunities to be involved in the Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of the holy name, so that our dormant love for Krishna will be awakened. And then we'll be happy even in this material world, even on this earth, even at this time, because all protection will be there. And then in the end, we get back that possibility of going to Godhead to live a very, very eternal, blissful life of knowledge. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, I understand the question. You're asking if Lord Chaitanya can be worshipped by beginners, and then go through Hare Krishna later. Is that, that's the way you basically are putting it? Yeah. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So there is no going to Krishna after Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So Lord Chaitanya is reaching, it's like Krishna reaching down to us to save us in the material world. Showing how to be a devotee. Because Krishna himself came when he spoke to Arjuna before the battle of Kurukshetra. He told how to worship. He told about himself. He identified himself in so many ways. He identified some of the modes of the material nature here and how they relate to our lives, who we are, how we connect with them, who we are in terms of being eternal parts and parcels of the Lord. But we are small and he's big, we're infinitesimally small. All of that's explained. But Lord Chaitanya came to show how to be a devotee. It's one thing to be told about devotion and another thing to be shown devotion. So the Lord came as Lord Chaitanya so that we would learn from his activities. So he came as a bhakta, he came as an initiate, and then he came as he became a sannyasi, and then a spiritual master. He did it all. He did it all. And that way we see in all aspects of devotional life how to behave, what to and what not to do. There were some times too that he showed his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for the most part, he was teaching devotees. And the greatest thing that he did was to make Krishna Prema available. Very hard to get. But when we chant sincerely, over a period of time, gradually our love for Godhead would develop. And he is the one that made it possible. Without him, we couldn't know how to develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So no, there's you don't have to go to of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So once you're with them. But you can also serve the deities, you know, Radha Krishna in the temple. But that's why, because the Lord is so merciful, it is important to have the Guru Nitya deities too. Because when you approach them, you're approaching the Lord as a devotee. But he's also the Lord. He's much, much more merciful in that way. Yes, very important. I didn't comment much about that. I'm glad you brought it up. That shows that the potency of all of the expansions of the Lord. The expansions of the Lord are the Lord. And that's why he can say, I was lying in the ocean of milk like that. Very, 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 very nice point to, you know, stress here. All incarnations are situated in, you know, he was saying, I was lying in the purport. So, yeah. Now you can imagine how the demigods were blown away by looking at all of this. And so I didn't say that, but right after that, boy, they went off and just prayer after prayer after prayer, extolling Krishna and praising Krishna like anything after they saw all of that. Because they saw the proof and all the incarnations that they know about. Literally, they saw come and in all their glory and then merge into Krishna right in front of their eyes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. And we can relate to him better, yeah. And the other thing about, very importantly, that becomes that in that form, but most attractive at the same time, so that when people are attracted to him, then, you know, they take to him what he's doing, exactly what we're supposed to do in this Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan Yagya, he's doing it, and with great enthusiasm, and people follow. Then, you know, it comes down to our level like that. They see him as human. They see his form as human. He's not, they see his form as human. Therefore, he's doing it. Say, oh, we could do the same thing too. He's got two arms, he has it raised, so we also raise our arms, and, you know, like that. And then, slowly then, we also begin to build up that love for him. And if you love him, you're loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that's him, the Lord himself. Yeah. So he gave that just had to be attracted to Lord Chaitanya, and you are at the level of Krishna Prema, literally. So that's why he's saying he was giving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving Krishna Prema so freely. People were connecting with him like that. And we can go on and on and on and on about Lord Chaitanya. He's incredible. Yeah. We should take advantage of it. I see the Prabhupada says we should take advantage of it. And keep chanting and chanting and chanting until our chanting becomes of better quality, and then Krishna will in fact respond, you know, our surrender to him. Better quality, we will be more surrendered, and in that way, the love will begin to, after it becomes a habit of chanting all the time, it begins to like it very much, and then from congregational chanting, and you already know, even in our small temple in Harrisburg, how exciting it can be when you start chanting Hare Krishna mantra and everybody starts dancing. Immediately, everybody's mood changes into a very happy mood. And we're just beginners. And look how that is. If you can compare to the way it is in Navadvipa when the Lord was there, and in the spiritual world, which happens all of the time, one party after another. My Guru Maharaj says, eternal party. Hare Krishna. Jai. Prabhupada Kripa Sunivya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyu Vatsana. Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai.